what's the plan for Clay Matthews this week?
Clay Matthews, he's on a trial and error, so trial return. So we'll see how his workout goes today.
Now the installs are complete. Is there any big change of focus at these next few practices?
Yes, we went to an in-season schedule today because it's going to be a little different than what we did in the past, just as far as starting times and things like that. But we still have obviously training camp type meetings with that. So I thought it was important to get the players on the in-season regimen as fast as possible. Obviously, we're in a quick week here. So, you know, we'll practice today. Tomorrow, we're going to cut that practice back some and then practice Wednesday and get on a flight and go to New England.
What's different or going to be different about your in-season schedule this year?
Just some minor adjustments, start times, just things we want to emphasize, whether it's the health, you know, health and welfare of our players, just a couple of, you know, small meeting things structure-wise.
Mike, what ended up happening with
Davis
Blue on Saturday night?
He hurt his shoulder, so we'll see how he feels going out there today. He's in a trial mode. Medically wise, just because obviously we're doing this before practice, Jason will have the post-practice information for you.
You've gone all pads through every practice. Is that your plan all the way through, or are you, you know, kind of flexible and there may be a day when you go shells or something?
Well, you have to be flexible. You have to pay, you know, close attention to, you know, how your team's doing, you know, as far as certain positions. Each and every year it's a different position, it seems like. You know, this year the outside linebacker position is really stressed. So tomorrow's practice will be – I'll see how everything is in the morning. So we'll be possible pads, possible shells tomorrow, and then, you know, helmets obviously the day before the game.
Mike, will you work this week in these practices on anything off of New England, or are you just still going in your own?
We're going to work New England, but really just stay true to our fundamental game plan. We have a game plan that we really want to stay on track with as far as hitting the fundamentals and not really relying on scheme.
Mike, last week Aaron was really complimentary of Scott and the second team offense and what he thinks that they have in terms of depth. Just what do you think about that group and obviously the amount of veterans you bring back on that line with Don and Shredder and Lane too?
Definitely. I think that the second group's done some good things. I'm anxious to see them play, you know, Thursday night. So they're going to have the same opportunities as the first group. But they've done some really good things through the installation phase.
Mike, how important is it for maybe some of the younger players to get into the rhythm of, I know it's a preseason game, but a game action situation?
This is of most importance. You talk about the communication, number one, coming from the boundary, the substitutions, the – you know, the special team depth chart has a lot of moving parts to it, so getting that orchestrated, you know, the pace of the game, you know, playing on the road, traveling, all those things. I'm thrilled that we're spending our first two games on the road because, you know, we'll be able to get back-to-back, you know, work on traveling and just the whole thing getting in sync. And I think the benefit of having a short week and then going into a long week is also a benefit. So these are all the kind of things that when you get into scheduling for the season, I think your young guys need to learn to adjust to. So I think the way this preseason schedule has set up is good to prepare those guys for that adjustment.
Mike, are you anxious to see how Scott Tolzien carries over what's been a good offseason and a good camp so far and how he translates that to the field?
Definitely. Scott Tolzien, I think, as we all know, puts a lot of extra time into his preparation. And, you know, if you look at his first season, how he was thrown in, you know, to a situation when you know, with Aaron's injury. Frankly, we probably did too much with him, trying not to slow the rest of the offense down, put too much on his plate. So he was really productive, but had a turnover. So now that he's had a chance to really go through the off seasons and get the extra work. I think you're definitely seeing what it's done for him on the practice field. So, yeah, I want to see him be able to run the full complement of our offense, and he'll have that opportunity Thursday.
What has Miles White done for you to keep him on practice squad all year last year, his improvements now this year in training camp?
Miles is doing a heck of a job. I mean, Miles is the type of young man that you root for. I mean, this is his third season competing to make the football team. What he's done with his body and the weight in the weight room, you know, the training aspect of it. He's really picked it up on special teams, which is definitely a must for all of our young guys. So he's really improved, and he's doing a good job.